The September 11th attacks fundamentally changed the way many people viewed their work as well as their lives. That's true for the Reverend Robert Way. Known as Pastor Bob, he was little more than a month into his first pastoral assignment in a parish in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, when United Flight 93 went down. He's the latest voice in our series, Where Were You?, where our colleagues and listeners have shared their recollections of September 11th, 2001. Here's Reverend Robert Way.
Until mid-August of this year, I had been the Lutheran pastor serving two congregations in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. I began serving these two congregations, St. Paul's and St. Mark, on the 1st of August 2001, merely 41 days before the date that now marks history for our fair land. Little did I know what different form ministry would take as I headed into the office on September the 11th. After the morning ritual of checking phone messages and mail, I headed into Somerset for a meeting with other local clergy. Upon entering the meeting, I was informed of the plane that crashed into the World Trade Center. Within minutes, the secretary of the church came in to inform us of the second plane, and I knew then that this was not an accident. Our meeting, which includes prayers and Holy Communion, began early as we felt the need to enter into prayer for whatever was taking place. We began that worship service, and once again the church secretary appeared at the door, and without interrupting, we knew that more distressing news was waiting. It was about the flight crashing into the Pentagon. We received that news immediately upon ending the service at approximately 9:55. After some brief conjecture with the other ministers about what could possibly be taking place, I received a cell phone call from one of my parish members, Lacey, a young woman just out of her teens. With a broken voice, both marked by shock and fear, she said, "Pastor Bob, a plane just crashed in our backyard." My automatic response was, "I'll be right there." Again, I had no concept of what direction the day was going to take, but ministry is most often trusting God to guide your path. I headed toward Lacey's home after stopping to check on Evelyn Gibson, an 84-year-old widow, legally blind, who also lived on the parcel of land where Flight 93 ended. But as I attempted to drive up Skyline Drive, unaware that the crash occurred within sight of the road, I was stopped by a fire policeman and asked to go down to the site to give last rites to those who died or were dying. He had obviously not been to the site because of the destruction of the bodies of the heroes of the flight was beyond that possibility. I returned to my office briefly to call and check on more folks, but phone service was interrupted. So I went to speak with a group of teenagers gathered on the main corner in town. I asked how they were doing, and one asked whether this was World War III, and another asked if it was the end of the world. I answered them that, indeed, I didn't know what happened. I did impress upon them, however, that the crash that occurred here was unintended. A third youth prophetically exclaimed, "Well, life sure won't be the same anymore." Up to that point, I still had not called to let my wife, Pam, and son, Josh, know that I was well. That evening, I was among local clergy who gathered for an evening prayer service. Nearly half of the residents in Shanksville attended that service, which centered on prayers for peace and comfort in the midst of uncertainty and fear. I talked with a few folks after the service and then headed home, where I talked only briefly with my family as the events of the day began to take a toll. And I was shutting down. My introversion was showing. Since the tragic end of Flight 93, I have served on the task force to plan and develop the National Memorial. Along with my wife, I serve as an ambassador at the site to help inform people about the events of that day there at the site.
That was Reverend Robert Way, who was a new pastor in Shanksville, Pennsylvania on September 11th, 2001. Today, he's pastor of St. John Lutheran Church in Clearfield, Pennsylvania.